The official Latina Equal Pay Day just happened, but of course, it is necessary that the conversation continues. ¿Estás cansada de estar batallando con ese dinero cada mes? Bienvenida a Su Dinero Importa Podcast, a Spanish podcast.
Mom, it's not all Spanish.
Okay, a more Spanglish podcast.
That's better.
Where each week we have down-to-earth money conversations from people in la comunidad latina that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. ¿Lista? Hagámoslo pues. Hola, gracias por estar aquí conmigo. Soy Jen Hemphill, tu host, y hoy estamos hablando sobre Latina Equal Pay Day. Esto técnicamente fue observado ayer, pero la verdad es que el trabajo sigue y por eso debemos de continuar la conversación. Al preparar este episodio, lo preparé pensando en inglés. Entonces, el Spanish Barometer de hoy va a ser como el 10% en español. Así es la vida real de ser bilingüe, ¿no? Y yo sé que me entienden. What we will discuss in today's episode: the critical stats and what we can learn from them. You are going to learn what having clarity on your finances has to do with the wage gap, as well as the one factor that will no doubt help you contribute in shrinking the wage gap no matter where you stand, as well as three simple actions you can take right now which can initiate a domino effect of women becoming more powerful advocates of their money. Now listen, we can all agree that the wage gap, that gender wage gap, is unjust. Or at least I hope so, especially if you are listening to this podcast. And it's no secret that Latinas have the biggest gap in this gender wage gap issue. Advocacy efforts are about this unjust inequality has improved over the years, but I strongly believe that alone it is not enough. We can advocate all we want and some change may happen, but the bigger change comes from when we do the work from within. Voy a explicar más de esto en un momento, but first let's talk about the stats and what we can learn from them. ¿Qué podemos aprender sobre eso? Here are the facts. The most known fact is that Latinas get paid 53 cents to every dollar a white non-Hispanic man makes, which is the biggest gap in the nation. Again, this is the fact that we are most aware of. Another fact is that currently, Latinas make up 8.7% of the total U.S. population, and by 2060, this number is going to be 25%. So it's going to go from almost 9% to 25%. That is significant. So the more work we do now to uplift our community and become better advocates, the more impact we will have towards shrinking that wage gap. Also, according to a Nielsen report, with the data in between the years 2005 and 2015, Latina majority owned businesses totaled nearly 1.5 million. That is representing 87% of growth over the past 5 years. And this was reported back in 2017. So not too long ago. So literally in the past 6 years. And who knows how much in the past year that has grown. In entrepreneurship, as women, we battle charging our worth, right? Pensamos, pobrecita o pobrecito, solamente le voy a cobrar este dinero y ya, ¿no? And that's something that as women, not just Latina women, but just as women that we do, we don't necessarily always charge our worth. It's not to say all women do this because you may be listening, you're like, that's not me. I know I charge what I'm worth. But if with this stat, if it's going to grow like it has been, we need to, absolutely need to step it up, amplify the skill that we have in our community, meaning share that skill, show others how skillful, how talented, how amazing we are. And along with that, besides sharing how amazing our Latina community is, have those conversations that drive us to charge our worth and therefore contribute to shrinking that wage gap. Okay, so I'm going to link sources for these stats in the show notes so you know where I got them from. Now, here are the three tips that will help in shrinking that wage gap. This is stuff that you can do no matter where you stand, whether you're making tons of money or whether you're not making a lot of money. It doesn't matter. You each can contribute to shrinking that wage gap. So here we go. Tip number one is make sure you have clarity around your financial matters. Clarity gives you confidence, which gives you power. Clarity allows you to know your exact numbers, which in turn puts you at an advantage when negotiating a raise, when negotiating your salary, or charging your worth. The reason behind this is when you know your exact numbers, when you are clear and you have set a goal in place, that raise that you're negotiating, your salary that you're negotiating, or what you're thinking of charging is going to make a huge impact on that goal and obtaining it faster. So not only do you reach your goal faster, but you end up making a higher salary. You end up making more money, and of which in turn, of course, is making your contribution to minimizing that wage gap. So again, clarity gives you confidence, which gives you power. And that clarity is going to drive you to ask for more. Because if you know what your numbers are and you know what you're clear on what and driven to obtain your goal, you're more likely to ask for the raise. You're more likely to negotiate a higher salary. You are more likely to charge more for your services or your products. Okay, so that's tip number one. Make sure you have clarity around your financial matters. Tip number two, work on that financial confidence daily by really being careful of what you allow within those walls of your brain, of the walls of your mind. And here's the thing, you can be confident in all areas of your life, but that doesn't mean you're confident in your finances. So you need to work on that daily. And how you work on this daily is, one, is that having that clarity, right? So that clarity with your finances will lead naturally to more confidence with your money. But of course, that doesn't mean life won't peek in from time to time and try to put us down, because the fact is, it's not peaches and roses day after day, right? So that clarity helps you for more confidence. But again, life can happen and it's going to disrupt our day and disrupt our confidence. So this is why you need to surround yourself by like-minded individuals. And I know sometimes with our family, sometimes it's where we have some issues and we can't get rid of them, but that doesn't mean that we have to spend all our time with them. Just make sure that you really spend time with like-minded individuals, that you surround yourself with them, that you surround yourself with great things to listen to, podcasts, that you read amazing things and positive and inspirational things like blogs and books that will help you to continue to improve. So really listening and reading and being surrounded by these people with intentions in terms of, you know what you want, right? So you be intentional with what you listen to, be intentional to what you read and who you surround yourself with, all right? And always be taking action towards your goals and checking in with your progress. Because when you do that, it's not about just taking action and, you know, forgetting about your goals and just thinking, I'll take action, I will get there. But it's also about checking in with your progress, which when you check with your progress, you get excited because you're making progress, which in turn increases your confidence, or it keeps your confidence levels up. Okay? So that is tip number two. You have to work on your financial confidence daily. Doing this definitely helps with this financial confidence, it allows you to do so many things, advocate for yourself, ask for more money, which what does it do? In turn, it helps to shrink that wage gap. Doesn't matter where you stand. Again, it doesn't matter if you're making a lot of money or if you're not, right? Tip number three, you have to be the voice for your Latina sisters or female sisters, not just Latina sisters. It can be women. We need to help each other because sometimes some women around us don't have that voice for themselves because of whatever they're going through, right? So we need to step it up and we need to be that voice for our Latina sisters or our female sisters in general, right? Take that opportunity to uplift the women around you. Always know that you're an example. People are watching and you're a leader to other women, Latina or not Latina. It doesn't matter. So what do I mean? What can you do to be the voice, right? Share your money wins and that will inspire women around you. The fact of the matter is that we as women focus so much on that list that we need to get done. And at the end of the day, we only really focus on what we didn't get done instead of celebrating what we did, right? And so in terms of money, we only focus on the bad instead of really acknowledging the good that we have done. So by sharing your money wins, it's going to inspire women around you to do the same or to at least start being more observant of their own money wins. Also, another way to be the voice is to share what has worked on getting that raise. Share what has worked on getting that salary that you wanted or what has worked in being paid what you wanted with your clients or for your products with all the women around you so they can do the same. Don't keep that secret to yourself, right? Share with others because that's going to help them raise their voice and ask for that raise or ask for the salary that they want or get paid what they deserve with their clients or the products that they're selling, right? Which, what does that do? It helps to shrink the wage gap. And we can't just do it one by one. It's a domino effect, right? And the other thing in terms of just being the voice is really owning and being proud of those skills that you have and those skills that maybe people on your job can't do without, right? And just make sure you get paid accordingly, right? And that's a matter of being more confident. It's a matter of having clarity around your financial matters and speaking up, right? And just don't be afraid to reach for the stars. And I know this may be cliche to say you're worth it, but you really are. We're here on this earth for a purpose. What our purpose is different, right? For each one of us. But use that purpose, reach for the stars, go for it. Go for your dreams. There's nothing wrong with that. So that is tip number three. Be the voice for your Latina sisters or just women in general. So the three tips are: make sure you have clarity around your financial matters. Tip number two is work on your financial confidence daily. And tip number three is be the voice for our women or the women around us, Latina or not. Of course, the tips I provided you will help you on your financial journey. But if you combine it with grabbing my daily money ritual, you've got a winning combination. Of course, I have to say I'm biased, but my daily money ritual is a worksheet that will help you focus on the other areas of your life that need the most love and attention. And you can grab your free copy over at jenhemphill.com/SDI. Next week, vamos a hablar con Eileen Harris, who is a successful Latina entrepreneur. She shares her money story and the important lessons she gained from it. So get ready because it is a great interview. So that is a wrap for today. Muchas gracias por estar aquí conmigo. Puedes mirar leer los show notes at jenhemphill.com/ SDI9. And don't forget, if you love this episode, if you love this podcast, por favor, ayúdanos a pasar la voz. Así dicen en Perú. Por favor, compartes con tus amigos, con tus colegas, y también personas que recién conoces, porque nunca sabemos, nunca hablamos de las cosas malas financieras que nos están pasando. Y uno nunca sabe el impacto que este episodio o este podcast va a tener con la gente. Entonces, gracias por escuchar y nos estamos hablando otra vez el próximo viernes. ¡Chao! To finish celebrating Latina Equal Pay Day, I'm going to leave you listening to some inspirational voices in our community about why they're proud to be Latina and why they are worth more, just like you are worth more. Here we go.
Soy Latina y valgo más porque hago preguntas difíciles, desafío tu forma de pensar y soy elegante bajo el fuego.
Hey Jen, this is Monica Rivera, host and producer of You Wanna Do What, the podcast. I'm Latina and I know I'm worth more because I bring a completely different perspective to corporate environment. Diverse voices improve how we market to people of color through the images that we use, the messaging on our copy, and we need those voices in order to change the conversation. I'm also completely unafraid to go against the majority on pretty much any topic because I know that growth is achieved when we challenge conventional thinking and we make space for innovation. That can be in the boardroom, in the classroom, or any place in between. I think I could probably thank my grandfather for my unclosed mouth. So here's to Latina Equal Pay Day, and hopefully we will not have to celebrate this in the future because we will have achieved success. Thanks again.
I'm Latina and I'm worth more because I'm fearless and will always get the job done.